Romans 3 verse 19. Now we know that whatsoever things the law says, it says to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. So one function of God's law is to stop the mouth, to stop sinners justifying themselves and saying, there's plenty of people worse than me, I'm not a bad person really. No, the law stops the mouth of justification and leaves the whole world, not just the Jews, but the whole world guilty before God. Romans 3 verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. So God's law tells us what sin is. 1 John 3:4 says, sin is transgression of the law. Romans 7 verse 7. What shall we say then, says Paul? Is the law sin? God forbid. No, I had not known sin, but by the law. Paul says, I didn't know what sin was until the law told me. In Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. God's law acts as a schoolmaster to bring us to Jesus Christ, that we might be justified through faith in his blood. The law doesn't help us, it just leaves us helpless. It doesn't justify us, it just leaves us guilty before the judgment bar of a holy God. And the tragedy of modern evangelism is because around the turn of the century, when it forsook the law in its capacity to convert the soul, to drive sinners to Christ, modern evangelism had to therefore find another reason for sinners to respond to the gospel. And the issue that modern evangelism chose to attract sinners was the issue of life enhancement. The gospel degenerated into Jesus Christ, who could be peace, joy, love, fulfillment, and lasting happiness.